You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 AKLZ.
Every Friday at about this time, we bring in Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, and there's only one movie to talk about, right?
There's only one. It's Memorial Day.
Of course.
So, you know, kind of like this is Star Wars came out in 77, which kind of set the precedent for your summer movies. There wasn't anything like that until Star Wars came along. Old Parkway Theater on Maryland Parkway is
gone now.
It's where the Best Buy is. I go there and kind of cry sometimes.
I stood in line here when I was 11. So it's all about the Han Solo movie.
So this is an origin story. So we get to figure out all those questions we've had for the last 30 years. It's like, how did Han Solo get his name? How did he meet Chewbacca? How did he become a smuggler and a scoundrel? And so, all these... We're wondering all this stuff?
Well, for Star Wars fans.
Yeah. In the original film, all these phrases like, hey, the Millennium Falcon made the Kessel Run in less than 12 parsecs. These things like, quoted that meant nothing, right?
Right.
And now we get to go on the Kessel Run, you know?
And
Woody Harrelson is also a smuggler, and his character brings kind of his gang together and gets Han Solo on the path to being a scoundrel.
Right.
You know? So it's essentially a space western. We rob a space train. We rob a bank. We have poker games. You know, that's where we meet. I know. We meet Lando Calrissian, but Donald Glover is on fire right now. Not with only music and Atlanta on FX, but he is great as the pansexual Lando Calrissian. God. That's what they're claiming he is. The first hour of the movie is kind of slow, but it does pick up, and it's a great, fun, original story, and Alden Ehrenreich, who plays Han Solo, and him and Chewbacca have some of the greatest scenes, you know?
That's cool.
So you just feel that camaraderie and that friendship that's going to carry on through all the films. This is where it all began. Overall, I had a good time with it. I really did, and it comes in at like 2 hours and 15 minutes, so it'll give you a lot of good Star Wars dose there for all the fans.
Oh, you're excited about
this. Cool.
I did. I'm wearing my Star Wars shirt.
I know it's radio. I love it. That's cool.
Hey, I saw the original when I was 11, and it means a lot to me, you know?
I will say that everybody should see the original. Mike, you should actually see the original just because.
You mean the original?
It started it all. That's the one that I saw. Actually, I saw the first two.
I mean, there used to be jokes.
Okay.
There used to be jokes back in the 70s, like, I'm the only person who's ever seen Star Wars.
I know.
Here he is.
It's out now on demand. You can get it now.
Good.
Wait a minute. Have you seen Empire Strikes Back?
No.
He hasn't seen any of
them. Oh, my gosh.
I watch you talk about this movie, and all I see is blah, 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 blah.
Oh, no. And we've got huge Star Wars fans.
We do.
Listeners.
I've not felt sympathy or sorry for someone in a long time.
Well, thank you.
There he is right
over
there.
Long holiday weekend. Maybe
follow him on YouTube, Facebook, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend.